ask her. Hey, Lucy, come here.
Nah, it's cut it.
Lucy.
She didn't hear you, yo. Ask her again.
Alone, yo. How old are you?
Let her below me.
Lucy, come here.
Lucy, yo, she ain't listening to you.
Yo, ask her again. Hey, Lucy, how old are you?
Was 7 and wore a head of blue berets. City born into this world with no knowledge and no regrets. Had a piece of yellow chalk with which she drew up on the street. The many faces of the various locals that she would meet. There was Joshua, age 10, bully up the block who always took her milk money at the morning bus stop. There was Mrs. Crabtree and her poodle. She always gave a wave and holler on her weekly trip down to the bingo parlor.
And she drew
men, women, kids, sunsets, clouds.
And she drew
skyscrapers, food stands, cities, towns. Always said hello to passersby. They asked her why she passed the time attaching lines of concrete, but she would only smile. Now all the other children living in or near her building ran around like tyrants soaking up the open fire hydrants, they would say.
Hey, little Lucy, wanna come jump double dutch?
Lucy would pause, look, grin, and say,
I'm busy, thank you much.
Well, well, 1 year passed, and believe it or not, she covered every last inch of the entire sidewalk, and she stopped.
Yeah, after all this, you're just giving in today?
She said,
I'm not giving in, I'm finished.
And walked away.
Wait, one, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. You could dream a little dream, or you could live a little dream. I'd rather live it. The dream is always chased, but never get it. One, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. The dream is always chased, but never get it.
Lucy was 37, an introverted somewhat. Basement apartment in the same building she grew up in. She traded in her blue berets for long locks, held up with a clip, traded in her yellow chalk for charcoal sticks.
And she drew
little Bobby who would come to sweep the porch.
And she drew
the mailman delivered every day at 4. Lucy had very little contact with the folks outside her cubicle day, but found it suitable and she liked it that way.
She had a man now,
Rico, similar, hermit. They would only see each other once or twice a week on purpose. They appreciated space and Rico was an artist too, so they'd connect on Saturdays to share the pictures that they drew. Now every month or so she'd get a knock upon the front door, just one of the neighbors. Acting nice, but thought she was a strange girl, really say.
Hey, Lucy, wanna join me for some lunch?
Lucy would smile and say,
I'm busy, thank you much.
The neighbor would make a weird face the second the door shut, then run and tell her friends that truly crazy Lucy was. And Lucy knew what people thought but didn't care, cause while they spread their rumors through the streets, she made another masterpiece.
One, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. You could dream a little dream or you could live a little dream. I'd rather live it. The dream is always chased but never get it. One, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D.
Lucy was 87, upon a deathbed at the senior home where she had previously checked in. Traded in the locks and clip for a headrest. Traded in the charcoal sticks for arthritis. It had to happen.
And she drew no more.
Just sat and watched the dawn. Had a television in the room that she never turned on. Lucy pinned up a life's worth of pictures on the wall and sat and smiled and looked each one over just to laugh at it all. Rico, he had passed about 5 years back. So the visiting hours pulled in a big flock of nothing. She never spoken much throughout the spanning of her life until the day she leaned forward, grinned, and pulled the nurse aside and she said,
look, I've never had a dream in my life, because a dream is what you want to do but still haven't pursued. I knew what I wanted and did it till it was done, so I've been the dream that I wanted to be since day one.
Well, the nurse jumped back. She never heard Lucy even talk, especially words like that. She walked over to the door and pulled it closed behind. Then Lucy blew a kiss to each one of her pictures and she died.
One, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. You can dream a little dream or you can live a little dream. I'd rather live it. This dream is always chased but never get it. One, two, three, that's the speed of the sea. A, B, C, that's the speed of the D. Dream a little dream and you can live a little dream. I'd rather live it. This dream is always chased but never get it.
A lot of MCs out here claiming they got style and that they tight. But I don't give a damn about none of them. Cause see me?
See, I'm gonna be alright. In my life as long as I'm alive, arrive, I'm 5'80, but I'm not in 85. I'm usually exit. High enough to fly like Egyptian glides. Bringing the message to the black man like a lie. Honorable did I mention ain't no dissension among the strivers. No tensions and fights. Life. I'm a subscriber to the call, that's fine. Fiend for the knowledge like my DJ fiends for vinyl. Hold the microphone like a habitual user like vinyl. Clutch wine bottles in my dead throttle until my skin gets mottled. Don't expect to get caught. See me, partner? Wasn't raising no family. I got a pop reading stocks. It was more like he was down the block and my uncle's rolling up chops. Getting off top. Had the whole damn neighborhood on lock. Back before the game was hard like rocks. Yet lightweight like locks. And this shit don't stop. It's as frightening as the idea of a million black men marching on Washington. Might have been to some people. But then only if we're not equal. As shoulders get colder. Individuals get older and bolder. I ain't buying what they sold ya. I'm a soldier. The warrior's first round number one pick like Joe Smith thought I told ya. I ain't average. I managed to move my mandible rapidly to sculpture. Got a powerful role as plan B as the average nigga's plan B. Ought to be running shit in 96. Island walkers can be, can be, can he do it? All night until the early morning break of dawn light. I flow like fluid. I'll just speak it rough. You're wicked when I kick it. Yeah. even quit, cause it's only to the will of Allah that I submit. Righteous, and I might just never ever quit, cause it's only to the will of Jah that I submit like that.
That's right, I got problems and personal issues. Stories that'll make your eyes tear in wet tissue. It's true, I'm mad like the rapper. I'm so upset I gotta put it up in my rap before I snap her after. The things I've seen from Atlanta to Queens to the mean streets of Brooklyn when I was a teen. Back and forth to the islands, scream when I left, but adapted, and still my dreams haven't left. I only hung with the crack kids, weaned out the rest. Me and the roughest roughnecks went chest to chest. Now my best friend's locked up north, I won't rest till I let him live his dream through me. And I confess that even though both our hearts was dark, his was darker. Best believe when shit got sparked, he was the sparker. And when the block got hot, he was the fire starter. And if I had beef, my nigga Taja was a martyr.
I wonder why certain people come in my life. I wonder why I get in so many fights. I wonder why sometimes things just don't go right. Why I gotta live this life, hey hey. I wonder why certain people come in my life. I wonder why I get in so many fights. I wonder why I gotta live this life.
Yo, you were one of the most important people in my life. They called you Dice, but I called you Cousin. We was bugging, cause I figured that we both had something in common. You love to chat, reggae music, and I love rhyming. But still, they ain't call you Dice for nothing. I seen you shoot with the williest cats and leave them with nothing. Something must have pleased that bluffer in you to make you wanna take dough from those tougher than you. Throughout school, we made money together. When you was on the floor shooting, I was the side better. And yo, we cleaned out them cats and took the scraps. But you wasn't a rough cat, and cats knew that. I knew eventually them thugs would try to hurt you. If I was there, I never let nobody hurt you. It's hurtful, I knew they wouldn't let you take the money and run. That's why I should've came when you told me that.
Hey, I wonder why certain people come in my life. I wonder why I get in so many fights. I wonder why I gotta live this life. Hey, hey, I wonder why sometimes things just don't go right. I wonder why I get in so many fights. I wonder why I gotta live this life.
Yo, it was June 6, 96, graduation night. Made it through the school shit, shooting dice, getting in fights. I even sparked a riot till the school got quiet and dismissed. Just got tired of using my fist. We had some shit like knife pipes, bottles, and sticks. Can't forget them 380s, 9s, and 22s. Best believe many dudes was paid in my crew. We made a name for ourselves. Boy, I seen some drama. Sings my mama never dreamed she go through so much trauma. Comma, pause, you asked about cops and laws. Well, that shit don't exist when you black and poor. So we broke them, but that night my heart got broken, choking on the weed smoke, drinking rum and getting open. Not to mention, never a big drinker, I'm a thinker, but I'm thinking, hey, this my night. Pass me more liquor, fight breaks out, I'm just too nice to get in it. But my brother got stabbed and I missed it.
Word up, it's crazy. Why I gotta live this life? Wonder, hey, I wonder why sometimes things just don't go right. I wonder why certain people come in my life. I wonder, yeah. Why I gotta live this life? Hey, hey, I wonder why sometimes things just don't go right. I wonder why I get in so many fights. I wonder, hey, why I gotta live this life? Hey, hey, I wonder why sometimes things just don't go right. I wonder why I gotta live this life. I wonder why I gotta live this life. Hey, 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 hey. That's right.
Gentlemen, I propose that the market is sinking under the weight of the useless contraptions added to the shopping carts of all hardworking families. Electric doodads was a half success to keep the munchkins entertained, but get replaced by newer versions such as breakdown systematic mothers. How many times have you debated self-euthanasia tablets for breakfast snacks when restlessness attacks seemingly at random, but an emptiness inside that's hard to identify maybe, pursuing habits like pill popping and constant
overeating? Chances are you've been a band.
No, I'm no scientist, that's not what I went to school for, and I'm not a doctor. I don't know much about medicine, but I'm willing to bet that you, yes, you little, what's your name, sweetheart? Yeah, whatever. Get a funny feeling in the tummy when you see mommy cry. Something between woozy and confusion. And you spend your thoughts on how the sadness in the mommy can be rooted out, burned, scorned, turned out, forgotten. Taking concentrate on candy and little baby dolls or whatever it is that normal kids get to think about. Well, I can honestly say that this invention is. Let me start by saying we grabbed not only the finest stuff, inserted the most high-tech, state-of-the-art with brain charted from authentic, true to human emotion and trained to be domestic. Made from the most easily available materials and loosely inspected. Guaranteed to revolutionize. Perfectly realistic and even somewhat institutionally respected. Robotic relative. That's why
I'm gonna build a stepfather factory.
The latest in technology.
A stepfather factory.
Jobs for the community.
A stepfather factory.
The age of familial industry.
A stepfather factory.
Building tomorrow's mothers today.
A stepfather factory.
The latest in technology.
A stepfather factory.
Jobs.
A stepfather factory.
The age of familial industry.
I'm not only the president, I'm a
mind.
So you purchase a paternal unit, Class A Type 1. The new addition to your living room space, watch it go. Under warranty for at least 90 days, so have fun. If in that time frame there's a problem, please let us know. Before you start, there's a few details that you must learn. Technical specs about your unit to make things run smooth. In an effort to find an energy source, our companies learn. The cheapest way to keep its battery running is with booze. Plug it in, give it a name, man of the house, self-sustain, wearing the pants. You can relax, one of the pack, nuclear fan, literally nuclear. This brings us to the safety chapter. Section 87 in the handbook, subsection 16 entitled Troubleshooting. Fuel sources are at a slight risk of mixing with the crispy plutonium center of your automated new spouse and then dripping, possibly leading to the unpredicted stimulation of its artificial emotion circuits. And in a few unsubstantiated clinical trials, this condition has led to simulating feelings of resentment and worthlessness, manifested in the highly unlikely but still possible act of physical aggression towards you and your loved one's fleshy surfaces. Remember, no cash returns, only credits towards future purchases.
Why are you making me hurt you? I love you. Why are you making me hurt you? I love you. Why are you making me hurt you? I love you.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, John. How you doing, man?
I just wanted to give you a call to let you know I hit two home runs in Little League today.
Good.
Yeah, right over the fence.
All right.
Hold on
a second, all right, man?
Okay.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Yo, Junior. Please do not do that, Junior. Come over here. Come sit with Daddy right now. Over here. Now, what were you saying, man?
Yeah, Dad, I was saying I hit two today, right over the fence.
Oh, yeah?
Everyone cheered.
It's
the best most I ever did in the game.
Yeah, what's that, honey? Yeah, absolutely. I would love that. Thank you. Right. Well, listen, man, dinner's on, so I gotta run. I'll try and call you back later, all right?
All right, I understand.
Okay, take care, all right?
Okay, sure, Dad. Sure, all right. Bye.
Close the door, lock it, I couldn't face the mirror. Feeling inferior, trapped in dark interior. Clothes folded neat, but complete was not the person. So he grows in the dark, cause his real life's the worst one. Born on the 3rd of July, when the stars in his eyes twinkle dim, when his plot's fate is grim. Raised with the brother, sister, mama found the answer. God grabbed my pops by the arm, a leg of cancer. Now these events took the boy back by leaps and bounds. Now this one sound, 10-year-old boy's life is shifted. When the drifter drifts on plywood, tried to take his father's place in fatherhood, puts his foot on Pop's throne. His mommy wants to bone her daughter, maybe next if he can get past her brother. Now shit is getting tense without sign of potential, cause decisions have been made to know, but mommy's influential. That lazy nigga ride the smoke, rising to the end of fable. So when joints like pots and pans with scraps on kitchen tables, saying to herself, stop the fighting, fellas, please. For her own security, mommy's dissing me for B-E-A-C-E, with words that cut the eldest son deep down the sides, to make him realize relatives is relative if they ain't got their own. His presence takes a space, I wanna bash him in his face. You know who you are. You never cared about my mother, put my pride into your car, telling me I'll never make it, but I didn't throw a fit. I just told you to your face that I think you full of shit. Now I walk with heavy loads and bothered up, I hide inside it. Emotions, lose emotion, started screaming from the closet. Now I remember Pops was 5'4". He used to chain smoke, read a book at night, and tortoise out the side of the drawer. He delivers sis right in the living room, in the boogie down Bronx, and love Gladys Knight's tunes. But a snot-nosed kid and report card grids don't mix, especially when you're a bully bashing heads with stones and sticks. So when he got mad, my black turned white from the fright of the fear of the belt on his waist. Hit the rump of my rear, and the rear of his leg was the stain of Agent Orange over years. Results of a pimp limp dependent on the crutch, leaving legs sedated that eventually was amputated. Diagnosed as cancer, leading to therapy. My life story's purgatory, a sickness had a sickness. My family, a unit, dead to bad health, no wealth or a clue. So all you do is watch him decay before your eyes and hope the big guy in the skies hears you please. But these two busy with the world, they hear a desperate son on his knees, especially that Sunday when his eyes open wide. When he turned to his maker, kissed his family goodbye. But the next day was school, thinking plots was getting better as my verse in my room with the news of no surprise that she held me in her arms and told me that your father died. And he knew it all along and bothered to be hid inside it. Emotions with emotions started screaming from the closet. Whether it's right or wrong, now daddy's gone, that's on the real. Mommy's in man's place, got three kids and paying bills. Without support, perished the thought, the fort was stable. Tip-top chick was home sweet home, worked her fingers to the bone by her lonesome. She was able to dish the cards of life Adele, who mostly felt the burden of her stomach churning in the early morning yawning. But the new day was dawning, cause every dog got the day, so she held the head up high. So with children had no limits but the sky. Boy, speak when you spoke, she was strict like no joke, swinging on my upbringing cause she pushed a kick in the tush daily. That's what most of us need and it worked like a charm, giving props to my moms. But I got no more tears with these feelings bothered up for years, and now I fold my cards on the table and light up the land and place my hand on the knob to turn but not to look back inside it. Emotions lose their motion as I step out of the closet.
Thank you. Two autumns and I haven't changed enough. It's September 12th and the sky has fallen. The sun has risen. A city built in five dimensions undergoing circumcision. 8 days under Judaic law. Dear diary, I'm fiery. Divine wind's my friend. Took me back to the beginning when I swore it was the end. From the fiery depths, found the ocean within. My penmanship seals it straight through my lips. I'm hip to your games, hip to the science of war. Propaganda make me fight, but what am I fighting for? My way of life, beans and rice, give or take less or more. See through the eyes of the poor, plus I'm black to the core. Ignorance is on tour, booking stadiums and more. The days of Hitler painting pictures patriotic with gore. You raise a flag on a land, snatch a bald eagle's claw, and stamp the symbol on your currency to finance your war. I'm saying no, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name.
You wage a war against terrorists and violence, and try to wave your guns of fear and sword in the silence.
I'm saying no, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name.
You build your empire with natives and slaves, like the truth don't resurrect, wage a war from its grave.
We got brothers on the sideline, ready for the front line. Tell me when it's my time, won't you tell me? We got women on the sideline, ready for the front line. Tell me when it's my time, won't you tell me? You won't put it in your headline, people are with that line. Do we need a headline, do we really?
We only see what they want us to see. We'll only be what they want us to be. Fighting in their army.
We pledge resistance. We pledge to defend civil liberties against social and political repression. We pledge alliance with those who have come under attack for voicing opposition to the war. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world, to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real.
No, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name.
You wage a war against terrorists and violence, and try to wave your guns to fear us all in the silence.
No, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name.
You build your empire with natives and slaves, like the truth don't resurrect, wage a war from its grave.
Hey!
advancing armies, armies oppose the ancient truths of the shamans and swamis. And it's not about retaliation, your history of war does nothing more than scar imagination. Increase security, religious purity, your blindfolded justice make you trust in fatuity. Like it's random, it's tandem, fuck you and damn them. You teach to attack and then question who planned them. No, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name. You wage war against terrorists and violence and try to wave your guns to fear a sword into silence. No, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name. You built your empire with natives and slaves, like the truth don't resurrect, waging war from its grave. Wanna put me on your blacklist? You can use my blood for ink, your communion to drink, and remembrance of a nation that forgot how to think. Hypnotized by your lies with not even a blink. What? You wanna put me on your blacklist? You can use my blood for ink, your communion to drink, and remembrance of the all I seen. Big brother, RIP to the powers that be, overcome by the powers of being.
Bitches, hoes, crack, death and disease, and a baseball bat. STDs that have no name, down at the clinic with a face full of shame. Russian roulette with a naked flame, dangerously slow but in the fast lane. A big nose bleed and a bag of cocaine, just got the news about the tumor in my brain. Just don't care, so we sniff it all the same. Caught my best friend sleeping with my girlfriend Jane. Now I'm thinking of a way to get them slayed. Assassins for hire, they shall get paid. 2G, 3G, whatever it costs. None of those fools should have got me cross. I'm just about ready for some treacherous fame. 10 grenades on the plane, whoops, another dumb blame. Mass murdering, brains on the floor. You're dead cause I said you shouldn't live no more. You done and made me lose my cool. Where's my tool? Who's the bigger fool? Road rage, pavement rage, all kind of rage. You'll be lucky if you get to see some old age. Every other day's a good day to die. Best be careful if you's love your life. You don't know nothing, you don't see nothing, you don't be nothing, you don't do nothing. But we all got to be something and somebody. But everybody here can't be that rich. You know the saying, life's a bitch. I got my finger on the trigger with a nervous twitch. Keep your mouth shut, help me dig this ditch. Don't you be a stupid bitch. To my heart, that's my sacrifice, my wayward device. It sound mad though, my self-mutilation, like Dr. Faustus and his very first patient. The gods ain't happy cause man is praising himself, planning to get to heaven with that earthly wealth. Blood money, grudge money, nobody budge money. Mass futility, souls on the guillotine. Meantime I unravel, calling Jimmy Savile, come fix my epitome. I'm bitter, lead a bitter nads.
Universal nomads in war.
fallen comrades. Even though we are predators, prey is perspective. I stare from the mountain down into the lights of civilization and look into the dark hearts of these savages. Mad at us because we are free. We cannot be trained, brainwashed, or domesticated like dogs who is happy to beg for scraps. Life is in the hunt itself. We are greater than dogs. We are wolves. I watched them play dead, play fetch, pull ropes like dopes. Slaves walked on a leash, paws bleeding from the concrete. Run too fast, they get yanked back or beat with rolled up paper. They can't hear the call of the wild. That's hell to a canine. They can't tell us what to do. That's why they go to the park and we go to the zoo. Fallen comrades, the civilized savages are shrinking our territory rapidly, killing all trees and natural resources. The hunt is short today. My brothers, we are now the prey. Last of a dying breed, evil ones killing us while we're trying to breed. Raid our dens, murdering pack leaders and soulmates. Cubs go astray, orphaned, acting like dogs because they don't understand. But my tears are not for them. My tears are for man. They must pay. There is no way to physically express my loss of all of you. And joy is knowing that I will see all of you soon. But until then, my fallen comrades, for you, I howl at the moon.
Early in the morning, dressed in black. Don't ask why, cause I'm down in a suit and tie. They killed the homie that I went to school with.
Damn.
I tell you, life ain't shit to fool with. Still hear the screams from his mother. Why my nigga lay dead in the gutter?
Yeah. Shit.
And it's getting to my temple. Why is that the only time black folks get to ride in a limo? It makes me so mad I wanna get my sword and have some bodies hauled. But no, I pay my respects and I'm through. Hug my crew.
What up,
and
bro?
Maybe shed a tear or two. Then I wanna get blitzed. Grab my 40 yards. And then I reminisce about a brother who had to be the one and only. So I dedicate this to my dead homies. Another homie got murdered on a shakedown.
Damn.
Now his mother's at the funeral, having a nervous breakdown. Two shots hitting him in the face when they black. A framed picture and a closed casket. A single file line about 50 cars long. All driving slow with their lights on. He got a lot of flowers and a big wreath. What good is that when you're 6 feet deep? I look at that shit and gotta think to myself and thank God for my health. Cause nobody really ever knows when it's gonna be they family on the front row. So I take everything slow, go with the flow. Shut my motherfucking mouth if I don't know. Cause that's what Pops told. But I wish he could've said it to my dead homie. I remember, we painted our names on the wall for fun. Now it's rest in peace after everyone, except me. But I ain't the one in the front. Seems like I'm viewing a body every other month. Plus, I knew him when he was yay big. Pour a beer on the curb before I take a swig. But something ain't right. When it's a tragedy, that's the only time that the family's tight. Loving each other in a caring mood. There's lots of people and lots of food. They say be strong and you're trying. How strong can you be when you see your pops crying? So that's why Ice Cube's dressed up. Because the city is so fucking messed up. And everybody's so phony. Take a little time to think about your dead home.
The day began with me standing at his grave with his mother, his old girlfriend, his two younger brothers. We said a few words, faces covered with tears, on how we missed him so much and we wished he was here. Then his girl said a poem, put some roses on his stone, and we said our goodbyes and they all went home. I thought I'd use this time for me and him to be alone. I broke out to him, poured a little out for him, told him who was getting married, who had went to the pen, how the homie named his newborn son after him. But as the sun went down, a talk came to an end, so I said a quick prayer,
Lord, please be with
amen. Then I shook in the lack, crossed the railroad tracks, and I headed up La Brea. Saw the homie Isaiah. I asked him what he doing. He was way out of bounds. He said he had a freak that lived on that side of town, but he always kept the heat just in case it went down. A clown. Then I rolled down my window, about to light a cigarette.
Is that nigga? Hey. Give me your motherfucking gun right now,
man. Drive around the block and post up for a minute. I hit you on the shirt, hit the corner, nigga, bend it, splendid. Now revenge is in my grasp. I couldn't dream of a better day for me to catch his ass slipping while he dipping to the ride by himself. I slid up behind him in the shadows, hella stealth. He started to break himself. I said I didn't want to dime. Do you remember what you was doing last year about this time? He looked into my eyes with both shock and surprise. I split his face with the Glock right before he could reply. He cried as I pressed the heat against his cheek. Then I squoze two times for the homie, rest in peace.
It was a year to this day that my best friend died. And for weeks I sat alone in my room and cried. And I tried to pretend that everything was fine, but my soul couldn't rest until vengeance was mine. It was a year to this day that my best friend died. And for weeks I sat alone in my room and cried. And I thought that's what I wanted till the problem was confronted. Now I'm haunted by remorse, then I wish I hadn't done it. Shit.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, the good old days, the good old days.
Good old days.
Well, let's talk about the good old
let's
days.
Let's talk about them shit, man. Hold up, baby. Take you on this lyrical high real quick. 1993 exoticness. You know what I'm saying? Let's get technical. Where's your bone at? Get up on that shit, alright? Yo, started off on the Allen, AK Shallon, niggas wailing, gunshots thrown and phone dialing. Back in the days, I'm eight now, making a tape now. Ray gotta get a plate now. Ignorant and mad young, wanted to be the one till I got bowed, felt one. Yeah, my pops was a fiend since 16, shooting that shit in his bloodstream. That's the life of a crimey, real life crimey. If niggas know the habits behind me, day one, yo, growing all up in the ghetto. Now I'm a weed fiend, jetting the palmetto. In Medina, yo, no doubt, the guard got crazy clout, pushing a big joint from now south. So if you're filthy stacked up, better watch your back and duck, cause these fiends, they got it cracked up. Now my man from up north, now he got the law, as solid as a rock and crazy soft. No jokes, I'm not playing, kid is folks, Desert Eagle is dick and put him in a yoke. And to know for sure, I got wreck and rip shot, I pointed a gat at his mother's knife. Word out. Fuck that. Dedicated to the winners and the losers.
Dedicated to all Jeeps and Land Cruisers.
Dedicated to the Fives, 850i.
Dedicated to niggas who do drive-bys.
Dedicated to the Lexus and the Axe.
Dedicated to MPVs, fat
nigga.
Kicking the fly, cliches, doing duets with Ray and A. Happens to make my day. Though I'm tired of busting off shots, having to rock notch, running up in spots and making shit hot. I'd rather flip shows instead of those, hanging on my living room wall. My first joint and it went gold. I want a lamp, I want to be in the shade, plus a spotlight, getting my dick broke all night. I want to have me a fat yacht and enough land to go and plant my own cess crops. But for now it's just a big dream, cause I find myself in a place where I'm last seen. My thoughts must be relaxed, be able to maintain, cause times is changing, life is strange. The glorious days is gone and everybody's doing bad. Yo, mad lives is up for grabs. Brothers passing away, I gotta make wakes, receiving all types of calls from upstate. Yo, I can't cope with the pressure, settling for lesser. The guard left lessons on my dresser, so I can bloom and blossom, find a new way, continue to make more hits with Ray and A. Sunshine plays a major part in the day.
Peace to mankind, Ghostface, carry a black nine, nigga. Word up. It's on like that.
Can it be that it was all so separate? Can it be that it was all so separate?
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing bad, stole my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancered membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Go to school cause the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on again. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up
for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, 'cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
What's up, fool?
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, where's Creole and Raheem, man?
They upstairs cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Go check out Junebug, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got balls, man.
Not
again, she got hurt.
What just happened? What the hell?
Fire free. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know.